Well, that's why you said what it was going
to... I probably got up to $1 an hour.
Uh-huh.
By that time.
Uh-huh. Now, when you had... Let me backtrack a little bit. When you first came to this department where you're putting the de-icer booth on, did someone... Was there a lead man?
A lead man.
Uh-huh.
Showed us how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And did it take long to learn how to do that?
No.
It was more complicated.
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like we had it mastered just real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And this other girl and I think, were the first two in there. And then they kept bringing more girls in.
So you were...
And then we showed them.
Uh-huh. So when you first went in there, you were the only women in the...
in this department. Mm-hmm.
Did the men talk to you at all about working, what it was like to work with women, or react at all? Or?
Oh, they kidded us, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But they were all very nice.
Uh-huh.
Real nice.
Yeah.
So there's no problem there.
Mm-hmm. And then...
They were thrilled to pieces to get away from that job because they didn't like it either.
Oh.
You know, they'd rather be putting the plane together than just standing there putting the boots on.
Oh, I see. And so then more women were brought in, and you, the two of you, trained the...
As they come in, we'd show them how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then they made you a lead person, or
yes,
a lead girl, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, there were 18.
About 18.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of responsibilities did you have with that job?
Well, to see that the girls had work to do.
Mm-hmm.
To get the supplies, to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Just general.
Mm-hmm.
See that everything was going all right. Of course,
mm-hmm.
there was foreman, an assistant foreman over me.
Mm-hmm. And you would report to them, or?
Well, if I needed supplies or anything, I'd go get requisitions and
uh-huh.
and then go get the supplies, or if they had to be delivered, they'd be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But see if the girls were working, see if they got along.
Mm-hmm. You made it. Was that hard?
Well, there was one problem. There was a girl from the South.
Uh-huh.
And I guess she had never been around Negroes, and she didn't want to work near them.
Uh-huh.
And that was a problem.
Uh-huh. What did you do?
Well, I told her I had five brothers out in the Pacific, and they were all fighting at the same time, and why couldn't she stand in there and work next to someone, no matter who they were?
Uh-huh.
Kind of made me a little angry.
Uh-huh.
And then another girl... She didn't like the perfume one of the girls were wearing. She put up a big fuss about that.
Mm-hmm.
So minor.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, they got along pretty good.
Did the woman from the South eventually work?
Yes.
Out, or did she?
Yeah, they worked out. They finally got over their little
mm-hmm.
funny ways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was there any difference for you in dealing? You would say this is the first time you'd ever worked around black women. Were there any
problems? No. No, I got along fine with them. They were all nice girls.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all.
Mm-hmm. And
the only problem was when the two got into a fight and I had to go to the hearing.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that.
Uh-huh.
But
other
than that...
The women got in a fight, black women?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And they had been punching...
They had been punching holes in the boot, and it was kind of hard.
Uh-huh.
Punching through leather. You know, hard on your hand.
Uh-huh.
And a man's hand, of course, is stronger than ours.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only job that was hard.
Uh-huh. You mentioned the union when you talked about that before. Were you in the union?
Well, they gave you 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
First 3 months you didn't have to join, but at the end of 3 months,
mm-hmm.
I joined.
Mm-hmm. So even though you were a lead girl, you could be in the union also? It wasn't considered a management position or anything?
No.
Uh-huh. So you were in the union yourself. Which union was that?
I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm. I know they had the AFL had the IAM, which was Machinist Union, I guess, at some time. And then there was the CIO had the auto, it was like a UAW type.
No, I can't remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, did you said you had 3 months and then you joined at the end of 3 months. Had you ever been in a union
No.
before?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. I had never really worked before.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
Other than doing a little waitress work in Mojave.
Uh-huh.
But, no, I'd never worked.
Did you have any ideas about what a union was or what?
No, not too much. You know, just what you read in the papers and hear about.
How did you feel about joining it?
Well, it didn't bother me. You know, one way or the other.
Did the union ever, did you ever go to meetings?
No. Don't remember doing anything like that, no.
Were there dues?
I wish I wasn't so vague about this. It wasn't that important to me at that time, so I didn't pay too much attention to it. So there's a lot I don't remember. Maybe it's old age, huh?
Well, I mean, it also...
You forget. Because it wasn't important.
It wasn't important to you then, you know what I'm saying?
It just wasn't that important. What was important was getting those planes out.
Did, now, when these two women went at each other with the punches, and was one injured, or...?
I think slightly. I don't remember. I think there was a little blood drawn, but not a lot, you know. And you can't, you couldn't fight on the job. That was supposed to be immediate dismissal, which they were. But then the union came in and rescued, and they came back several months later.
Now, what happened? When they got in the fight, then did you have to go over and break it up?
Or? No, the men in the department, the supervision, they're the ones that... It was a silly fight to begin with. I don't know exactly what it was about, only maybe one thought she was doing too much punching while the other one was standing there. I don't know. I can't remember. I know I was terribly upset when I had to go in and be a witness, tell what happened.
Was that at the plant?
Yes, right at the plant.
They had like a hearing?
Labor relations or something, yeah.
And
yeah, it was a hearing, like a hearing. Ouch. Better keep my arm down.
Did I have a different position or anything?
Yeah, it's arthritis in the shoulders.
Yeah, if it'd be easier, I could...
No, this is fine. Just have to keep my arm down.
So you had to go into a hearing.
Yes.
And were you testifying for the company?
For the company.
Mm-hmm.
To tell what happened. Because I did see them fighting. So I had to tell. And then the union lawyer started throwing questions at me. I was so nervous. They put words in your mouth. They actually do. And by the time I got out of there, I went straight to the little girl's room and had a good cry. It just really shook me up terribly. You know, I wasn't involved, but I had to tell that they were fighting. Anyway, they got reinstated sometime later. I don't remember how long, several months later.
But you had to, did anybody from the company give you any feedback about the hearing or anything?
No, nothing.
Were there meetings or any kind of special training for you on how to be a lead girl?
No, I didn't have any special training until, take that back, because I had some paperwork to do. And at that time, Mr. Kendallberger was the president of North American out there, and his secretary, Bobby Waddell, gave a class on office procedures. And it was given through the University of Southern California. I have a little certificate around here someplace. And we went right on company time during the day into one of the offices. And she told us how to fill out forms and things, because there was a few forms that had to be filled out.
Was the class both men and women?
No, it was just the women. Women who were working. Some of them were secretaries out in the plant. It had to do with the right with the planes. They weren't office workers up front. They were out in the factory. So I did go to that. I think it was once a week for 6 weeks. It was called an extension cord from USC.
And were the women who were there, they were all going to be lead people?
No. No, some were working in the General Foreman's offices.
Uh-huh.
Right. See, each department had the workers, mm-hmm. then they had the foreman mm-hmm. over the workers, then they had an assistant foreman, and then they had a general foreman.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all had their own office right out there in the plant, right among the workers.
Mm-hmm.
So there was paperwork to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So what kinds of things would you have to keep track of?
Let's see. Supplies, mostly, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, when they quit making the, putting the de-icer boot on the bomber because it was going to hot country and they didn't need it, then they gave me a choice. I could work on the line, which was putting the things together,
mm-hmm.
or they didn't. I had been, by that time, I was doing some of the clerical work in the general foreman's office.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me a choice. I could work on the line, or I could be the general foreman's secretary,
mm-hmm.
which, naturally, I took that.
When you say naturally, why was
it? Well, I didn't want to. I could stay clean. I could stay dressed.
Uh-huh.
I could do the paperwork, which I had been doing anyway,
mm-hmm.
keeping track of each worker, and I kept charts. And when a new start came in, I'd go to the front office and pick them up and bring them back and introduce them to the supervision
mm-hmm.
and show them where to get the tools. And then when someone terminated, I'd take them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought I got supplies for the department, mm-hmm. even for the men. And I kept a record on each employee, and when they needed a raise, when they were entitled to a raise, I'd type it up for the general foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
So when did you change to that job?
Let's see. I guess about 43.
Mm-hmm.
The end of 43, I guess.
So you'd worked over a year in the de-icer?
About a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to the better job.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a shop pass.
Mm-hmm.
I could roam around a little if I didn't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, I had a sister, two brothers, and a sister-in-law working in the plant, too.
Okay, that's another stuff I need to get to. Let me go back, backtrack a ways. As you were starting to work more at doing these things, how did you feel about, did your feelings about your ability to do the work change at all?
Feelings. I think I had, all my life, I'd had sort of an inferiority complex,
mm-hmm.
and that was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Because I found out I could do a lot of things that I didn't know I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was your first time working,
mm-hmm.
really, outside of the waitressing.
Yes. And that was only about a month or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you told me before, I think, that you didn't really feel all that great about waitressing.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like it at all.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about working this time?
Great.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed it. I liked it. Especially after I got out of the tube bending department.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. In those first 3 weeks, did you ever think, well, maybe I can't do this?
No. No, never.
Mm-hmm.
No. But I was delighted when I got a chance to move.
Yeah. So it's just that it was boring.
Yeah.
That you felt. Yeah.
Monotonous.
Uh-huh. Did you get a break or lunch and stuff like that?
I don't remember that we had breaks. We didn't have any rest periods. I don't remember rest periods, but of course we had a half-hour lunch period.
Mm-hmm.
And you either brought your lunch or you ate off the tomain wagon. That's what we called it.
Uh-huh. What were the tomain way?
Well, it had salads and sandwiches and
mm-hmm.
and drinks and things, and it came through each department. But I usually brought my own lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nicer.
Mm-hmm. Did, when you were having the lunch break and things, were there Are there any special programs or anything during lunch? Or?
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm. But then we'd all get together and talk. The men and the women, it was nice. And they were all very nice to us.
Did you eat in the same place you worked, or did you go outside? Or?
We usually ate there. No, we couldn't go outside. It would take too long. Mm-hmm. It would be 10 minutes to get outside the door,
uh-huh.
and then 10 minutes to come back.
Uh-huh.
So no, we stayed right there,
mm-hmm.
sat down on the floor someplace, and found a spot to eat.
Mm-hmm. And you said you talked with other people then?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you'd talk with somebody in the next department. Or we had a sewing department next to us
mm-hmm.
on one side. But you just talk about the war and what was going on and
mm-hmm.
the events of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. Talk to the women.
Uh-huh. How well did you get to know the people you were working with?
Well, pretty well. One girl is still a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave you her name and address. I don't know whether you ever got in touch with her or not.
Oh, that's probably back at the center.
Gwen Thomas, yeah. Mm-hmm. She, when we changed from the de-icer booth, she with a couple of other girls went working on the line, putting the empennage together.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in that picture, along with the other girls. But you could see that there was Negro girls in there, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had been working on the de-icer booth, and they changed over to the working on the line. Mm-hmm. Working on the line means, you know, working on the plane.
Mm-hmm. In production and
mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did, did the backgrounds of the other people seem to be like? I mean, were they there for different reasons than you were? Or?
It was varied. Well, most of them needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that the majority of them were as patriotic as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to hurry up and get this thing over with.
Mm-hmm.
So Pearl Harbor was such a shock.
Yeah. So, when you mentioned the war zone, you mentioned that you had brothers overseas in the fighting. How many of your...
I had... Let's see. Three. But they weren't in the regular Army or Navy. They were on supply ships, I believe it was. I can't remember what they were called. One was at Pearl Harbor. One was in the regular Army. He was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed.
Mm.
But didn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two were on, I forget what they were called.
But they were in the service. Anyway, they were in...
It was like the Merchant Marine, but it wasn't. I should know what it is for sure, but I don't remember. But they were bringing supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they both came back, and they both came worked at North American.
I see. So they were in
One was in, I think, sheet metal, and the other one was an inspector.
When did they come to work there?
Oh, golly, don't ask me that.
Is it 44, yes. Towards the end
of
the war.
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then one sister worked in the blueprint department she was only there about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then my oldest brother, his wife, worked in the office. She was the secretary.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have something to do with them getting jobs there?
No. Mm-hmm. And she worked there. She and my oldest brother, worked there until the war was over.
Mm-hmm. Did they know you were working there and did they come to work there because you were there and they knew you or
no,
it
just was a
from you, or?
They just needed help there and that was a good place to work. And they came from San Francisco down here to
uh-huh.
go to work there.
I see.
They had been living up there.
Uh-huh. When you were working at the job, were you able to walk around at all or talk to people?
I did when I became a lead girl,
mm-hmm.
because then I, and a clerk out there, because then I had a shop pass.
Mm-hmm.
I had to deliver reports every day to a supervisor,
mm-hmm.
so I had to go to his office. But I had a my department pass, which was Department 38, and then I had a shop pass that allowed me to go any place except the restricted places.
So you were able to
move around.
But most people...
No one else could, not unless they had a shop pass.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a nice part of it, too.
Yeah. Did, was there ever any cases of, say, the men getting fresh with the women?
No. Can't ever remember anything. No, never. Never saw anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Any kind of teasing or things like that?
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. I know some people have talked about, during the war, sort of infidelity being a problem, or I guess there's that image that men would go overseas and then women who were working in plants would have affairs with...
I didn't see any of that. Not in our department, anyway, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That may be part of the mythology.
Well, it probably did happen.
Yeah.
I know there was two army inspectors, two women, that were arrested. They were smuggling prints or something out of the plant.
At North America?
Yes. They were army inspectors. Army inspectors came through and inspected, too.
Uh-huh.
As well as our own inspectors, they had army inspectors.
Mm-hmm.
And they just happened to be women.
Mm-hmm.
And they were caught.
Smuggling things out of the plant?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Some sort of information that they shouldn't.
I
don't know whatever happened to them, but
mm-hmm.
we heard that they were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of them.
What was security like there? Was it?
Oh, good. When you came in the gates, you had to show your ID card and your badge.
Mm-hmm.
We had ID card with our picture on it and our badge number, what department we worked in.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to open your lunch pail,
mm-hmm.
see that there wasn't anything in that.
Was there any kind of sense from the company of things about not talking about what you were doing? Or
no, because, that was all over. You just didn't talk about
mm-hmm.
anything. But then you could talk about what you were doing if it was just a little job of some kind, you know. But there were signs all over, don't talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I forget how it was worded.
Mm-hmm.
But... nothing real secret in our department, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were there, were the women you were working with, were they older or younger or?
There were several that were, is it all?
No, it's fine.
There
were
several that were older.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were between 25 and 35.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a few younger.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were mothers, some of them were grandmothers.
How did they get along with each other?
Good, with the exception of the perfume and the girl from the South.
Mm-hmm.
They got along fine.
Did the age difference seem to make any difference?
No,
sort of
not a bit.
Together?
No,
uh-uh.
No, all very nice.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was real enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
No problems.
Mm-hmm. Did, and Tom, say during lunch or things like that, did the black women and white women tend to socialize together, or did they sort of stay in their own group?
I guess they did a little stay in their own groups,
mm-hmm.
but not real bad. I mean,
so
because they were nice girls.
Mm-hmm.
They were, both sides were nice,
mm-hmm.
and they seemed to get along. They talked to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they'd always want to eat by themselves, and
uh-huh.
the white girls would too.
Uh-huh.
There was no Orientals. We just it was uh-huh. just white and black.
Uh-huh. Any Hispanic women?
There wasn't any in our department.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. How about migrants, like Okies, I guess they're referred to?
No.
No one in your department?
Mm-mm. No.
Midwest or any?
Most of them were from around, the exception of the girl from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Why, most of them were right around from L.A.
Uh-huh. She had come here from the South with
mm-hmm.
the teacher? Uh-huh. Did she mix in as well?
Oh, yeah. She later married one of the boys in our department.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any safety things that they gave you when you were working?
Oh, yeah. She wore glasses when you did the drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess that was all. Because that was all we had to worry about, was maybe getting a splinter of aluminum in her eyes.
Mm-hmm. They said you had to wear a hat.
And a hat to get your hair out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that it wouldn't be caught in any machinery. Because we did use a drill to drill the hole. I walked by a bench one time, and the drill was pointing out. And I caught it in the leg and had to go down to the first aid station and have my leg soaked. My knee.
So the drill was on, or
no, it wasn't on, but it was sticking out of the bench, and I didn't notice it, and when I went by, I ran into it.
I see, so you sort of impaled yourself.
Yeah, but the weird part about it, it didn't tear my trousers, but it did cut my skin, which seems strange.
And now, so they had first aid set up in there?
Oh, yes, they had a first aid station. If anybody was hurt, they were taken down there.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, after I became the clerk, department clerk is what I was, rather than secretary, I could go down to the first aid station and get, what were they called? It's like an aspirin. And if anybody had a headache or anything in the department, then I could give them PCP or something. I forget what it was called. All the same aspirin. You know. But if anybody got cut or hurt at all, they were immediately taken to the first aid. They had doctors, nurses. It was just like any clinic would be. It was set up with everything.
So it sounds like it was pretty good size. I mean, like it was more than just like one nurse.
Oh, yes. Probably a couple. And they made me go down there, and then they bend my leg and soak that little area where I had just, you know, for sanitation, you know, to get any, in case there was any germs in there. So any accident had to be reported.
Did they have any counselors there, like a women's counselor? Or?
I don't remember that, no.
Was there any setup for, say, banking, like if you, after you got your check?
No, not that I know of.
Or for shopping or things like that? Was there a company store or anything like that?
No. But they did get you housing. They did find you housing, which they did me. That's why I landed in Redondo Beach.
Now, how did that work?
Well, I was living at, in Layton, Santa Barbara. And by that time, I had my daughter with me and my mother. My mother's there to take care of my daughter. When I first came down, I lived for about 6 months in this with these friends, and then I moved across the street in a little apartment, one-bedroom apartment, and I had my daughter come down. But I didn't like leaving her that early in the morning by herself in the house. She had to get herself ready for school. She was 11 by then. So then I had my mother come down. She had been was separated from my father, and she'd been working, so I had her come down and live with me. And then we moved about two blocks away to this one-bedroom little house it was. And we lived there about a year. And someone bought it and wanted to move in, so I had to vacate. Well, North American had to find me a house because I was a war worker, which they did. And they found me this apartment here in Redondo Beach, brand new, two-bedroom, for $46.50 a month.